அக்பர். What is the source of shiflus, Sheba Adam? We are such great beings. We are neshamas. The yisoid of the neshamas to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just look up and see the tremendous shiflus we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mativ lakoil, the special Indian, on the night of Lag Va'omer, Shim Ba'yechoy, tell you some Kabbalah. Big Kabbalah, Rav Shim Ba'yechoy is the midat ha'chesed. He is a midat ha'chesed, always looking to benefit the world. It's true that when he's in the cave for a period of time, and he was the whole time working on building himself up, of being a total onos, total mistapik, remuet, a total immersed in Torah. The first time he went out, he was on such a madrega, he was detached from this world. And his kedusha, when it came into contact with a person who was living a worldly life, it burnt him on the spot. He had to get to a high madrega that all that kedusha that he had remained inside of him and came outside only in a way that will benefit. Like he has a nuclear reactor. So if the nuclear reactor is not properly controlled, it makes an atom bomb. If it's properly controlled, it gives energy from everything around. And that's the highest level of kedusha a person could be. Could achieve. A nuclear reactor full of tremendous energy connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that built him up to a madrega and pours out and energizes those around and gives them a chizik and the ruchnis and the gashmis. It was involved in everything.
Yeah.
When the gezeres, they sent him Gemara Me'ila, gezeres, they sent him to Mizmat of the gezeres and the Matayah, the places that Safik Tumah, Matayah. Whatever he could do, he did for the benefit of the people. That's Rav Shimon. Now the biggest gift he gave to us is that a large portion of the Mishnah are comprised of the Torah of Rav Shimon. As we know, he's the second most mentioned Tana in Shas after Rabbi Yehuda. His father, the old Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. There's a sefer over here from Rabbi Yochum Olshan, a very nice sefer. Someone told me, points out a nice thing, that we pointed out that Toyos HaSoyd part of Lag Va'omer is also Rav Shimon represents the rebirth of Klal Yisrael after the destruction of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. Kiva had 22,000 Talmidim, they all died. And then he got 5 Talmidim, and one of those 5 Talmidim was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And all the Torah we have today comes from those 5 Talmidim. That's what the Gemara says, all the Medrashi, Halacha, and Chazal, Safros, Sifri, etc. It's all from these Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. And the Mishnayos are basically the Roi Teruvim are comprised of Zibri Toyer from these 5 Talmidim. So that is part of the Simcha, even though we just finished with 22,000 dying, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents the rebirth of Klal Yisrael. There's more to that. This is a very important line. The Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Zohar Torah in absolutely seeing the good in things. Same as Gemara at the end of Makkos, when they saw a Shuol, Wolf, fox, whatever it was, one of those Balei Chaim. A shul coming out, a fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, and everyone was crying, and the Kiva was happy. That's how you be happy. You see the destruction. And he said, I see that there were two parallel in the bullets, one for the destruction, one for the rebirth of Klal Yisrael, the Geula. If neither of them is true, so I don't know what's going on. But see, one of the two is true, then I know that the second one is also true. So this is his way of seeing the toiva in every situation. The various gemaras of Rabbi Akiva, everything was turned out for toiva because he had that attitude. Not look for negativity, look for the positivity. So you can imagine, the average person, even if we've been an Adam Godel, big time Bechof and big Rosh Hashiva, he had a Rosh Hashiva, 22,000 Talmidim, they all died. He would fall into depression, despair. My whole life's work, I was expecting these to be the Gedolei Lazar, the ones who are going to give over to the next generation, and the game is over. Hashem was not happy with my work, I didn't do a good job. I'm responsible, and not only responsible, but I failed in my job. And that, if it would have been that attitude, that would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. And that was the godless Rekivit. That even though his Talmidim died, he didn't have the Shiflos. Now the Reuvenus and Nefesh, he knew that Hashem has a desire to keep the Torah going. It cannot be that Hashem changed. Hashem promised us that this life will remain with him at Adachus Hayomim. Okay, 22,000 Talmidim
tried and invested years and years in these Tamizim, and to start from scratch, he kept on going. That's one of the tremendous symptoms we have on the day of the end of the Tamizim Rabbi Akiva. If that was in the end, then it would be a very sad day, because who cares that they all stopped dying? There's nobody left to die anymore. But the fact that after they all died, Rabbi Akiva came through after the Kaf, that it produced in Tehillim Yisrael, the Chabri and Mishnah, and Chabri, Sefri, eventually. And there were new Giluyim that were revealed through his Talmidim. That's the Shem Bayechoy, exemplifies that part, that he was not only in the Nigla part of Torah, in the Nisra part of Torah. That is a time of tremendous simcha. It's something for each one of us to take for ourselves, to realize there's no place in the life of a real Oyved Hashem for atzvos and for iyush, all these types of things. Because it's true, we have our ups and we have our downs, we have our challenges. But Hashem wants a Jew to be hoyd v'hoda, v'husha. That's the Chazal described in Mishim Ba'ichoy. Hoyd v'hoda, v'husha. Hoyd is the inner feeling of I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hoda, it shined out. Those of us who say Pirkei Avos from the Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the three Ksarim, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Machos, Keser Shem Torah, Oyel Al Gabei. That's Rabbi Shimon Lishitosa that we're saying. The basic point is you have to start off with Torah. And if you're Kohen, you have Kuna, if you're Melech, you're Malchus. And through the Torah, we build our Keser with our Kodesh Baruch, we try to emulate the Kodesh Baruch as we want. And then the Keser Torah, Shem Torah, Oyel Al Gabei. On top of that one, you have to put the second Keser. Of the Keser Shem Tov, that the Ben Tov has to be somebody so clearly represents the behavior of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mind in every situation, the Chochmah, the desire to do good to others. And we should know we're in a terrible, terrible time of Midas Abin. We see Hashem is giving message after message. Baruch Hashem Nisi Chasonu V'Kodesh Baruch Hu also. Nothing's going in a regular fashion. You know, these two Rishon had a very rested in peace, or many pieces, I don't know how many pieces remember them. But the Maizeh, that's something. We might have talked about the Shpoch who got rid of one Russian, but unfortunately there's so many left, and the world is surrounded with them. And it's not about politics, and about this, and hate, and all these other stuff. There's no message about the Shpoch, it's immediate in the world. There's a lot of service that people are having on a personal level. Or even Matthias is going through a hard time. Not only here in Israel, the government cutting off support, a lot of the financial stakes in many parts of the world, many of the big supporters are also going through a hard time. This will test us to show, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we rely on you, we're going to go with you, and that's going to be a success. We retain that peace of mind in every situation. Now derive the simcha that we have. Can you imagine Rav Shimon Ben Baruchai himself in that Ma'ara for so many years? And he went down and had to go in again, another 13 years. So not a pleasant place to be, even if you're learning the whole time. It's a very unpleasant, But in other rabbis, he was able to focus that there's an opportunity and take advantage of the opportunity. He could have stayed there in the Mara for 13 years, just complained the whole time. Hashem, what do you do to me? Such a tzaddik. Why I have to be here, detached from everybody, and bury myself in sand and eat carbs all day or a few times a day. But other rabbis, he said, oh, Hashem put me over here. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to make the best of it. And that's another message we have to learn. So these are two messages from Rabbi Akiva. We have the message of Al Yeush. We don't give up. Because we know there's Haftocha that for Klaishol to continue. The talk of every Jew that's born, he gets to his slaveness, and all the challenges of life are challenges that we have to see with an Ayin Toiva. Shimba Yechoy complimented that with the fact that also he was in a very hard situation. We put him in the situation that he said the truth, that the Romans are not doing anything for the benefit of Christ, so they're doing it for selfish purpose. So the life went through that very hard situation. That is confusing. Oh, I don't want to be in this situation. Handle it. Finish. No. This situation is what I was given. And this is what I'm going to handle. I'm going to succeed with it. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to build myself up. Yeah. So Mashiach over here brings a Gemara, a Mishnah really, that says a person who shechts the Korban Pesach for one of his children that comes to Yerushalayim first. So it says the ones that came in first, they're the ones that are Zoicha, and then Mazaka to the rest of the family. They're considered the reason. And the ones that came later, didn't rush there, are called the Shvalim. So we'd say, why do you call them Shvalim? The low down people that don't hold highly themselves. Call it Aslonim. So he says, no, we see Shiflis. What does that mean? It means that the source of Aslis is not a thing in itself. The fact a person is lazy does not come from the fact that it's a nature of being lazy. It comes from the fact that he doesn't hold on himself. He feels, what can I do in my life? And if he doesn't value himself, and that I'm not worth anything, so he has nothing pushing him to push himself and to progress and succeed in life. That's what he's saying. That the mida of shiflus kaviyochel chops off our wings. We have wings to fly up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, he says that sometimes a person could have a false type of gaiva also. Person who holds himself, he doesn't get flustered by the fact that, let's say, somebody insults him. It doesn't bother him. Because he knows he is what he is, and he knows he has value. And the comments that people make don't make a difference. It doesn't change the way he's valued. It doesn't take it away. The person may not appreciate him, so what? What's the big deal? Everybody has to appreciate you. If they don't appreciate you, drop dead. That's the person who holds himself. He really recognizes might, and every one of us has tremendous might. Every frum Jew. A tremendous might, the fact that we name the Jews that are with the Kodesh Bohu, Shem Torah Mitzvahs, the Shvat, that he's learning Torah, that he's eating the Torah, learning more. It's a tremendous might. Okay, we all have mitzvahs, right? It doesn't mean we're nothing. The fact that very often a person just has to have everything his way is because he feels that inside there's nothing there, and this is the only way he's worth something, by controlling other people. And if anybody gives him a word of musar or a word of criticism, achas, it's also, homies. They're deserving of death penalty. Where does that come from? It comes because he doesn't hold on himself, and he's afraid that one second this person says I'm that, maybe that's all I am. There's nothing to me other than that. That's another point. That some person, I know a person who thinks he's a Baal Gaiva, and it's the other way around. He's not a Baal Gaiva. The person doesn't hold on himself, and therefore, in the Chanan, he behaves like a Baal Gaiva. But it's not coming from the fact that he really thinks he's the greatest. It's just this is a way of protecting what he really feels about himself, that he's worth nothing, and therefore tries to make an external behavior and expectation from others to be the recipient of only respect and only cooperation to everything he wants. It says in Qayelis, Atzotayim Yimach HaMikore, Shichlis Yodayim Yidlo Fabayis. A person is lazy, the roof will cave in, and Shichlis Yodayim, once again it puts laziness together with the Shichlis, the person doesn't hold it himself, it causes the roof to leak. Yeah, the Medrash says, because Kala Yisrael were lazy, it caused the building, which is based on mitzvahs, to be destroyed. And together with that, the Malchus was also destroyed. Those are the two, Mikora and the Bayis. Mikora is based on mitzvahs, and the Bayis is the Bayis of Malchus. It says it's the same idea over there also. The shiftless, the fact that Christ, they gave up on themselves. They said, who am I? Whatever, what can I do already? I'm entrenched in my midas rosh and my vajas. And that caused that source. That caused them not to work on things. Sometimes you see the yeshiva bachur working hard, and suddenly it stops. That's where it's coming from. He was working hard because he was trying very hard. If he didn't have within himself that feeling, appreciation of how good he is, and how that just keeps him trying to work out. Just trying out to certain in the town. And then the whole time he's been so big, I'm really shocked to learning. Can I do it? Can I not do it? Am I get to harder? How I can control myself? And still just going forward more and more and more, which eventually the more a person involves himself in the way of Hashem, automatically empowers him to control the Yetzirah. This person got, the Yetzirah got the better side of the person and convinced him that you're not making enough progress, you're not going to succeed, and give up. That's a shiflus. Shiflus Yadayim is an important person to have. Yeah. So anyway, that's basically what we have to say today. Okay, I have to finish a little bit earlier. We should have a wonderful Simchas, time of Simcha, like Vayim Kulam Moedim, the time of Simcha. And the Simcha we spoke about today is the appreciation of our Shaitis to all the great milas of every Jewish person. And if we have Yetzirah, we have our downfalls and our miss, whatever you call it, things that we're lacking, learn from Rabbi Kiva, number one, Gamzu L'Toyim, never give up, even if everything looks like it's destroyed, no, just keep on going, Hashem is with us, He wants us to succeed. And number two, from Rabbi Shimon, learn that every situation, no matter how unpleasant it is, take advantage of it. If there's a lack of tefillah within the situation, just don't wait for it to finish. Take advantage of that. Like we said, our special kufa we're in right now, the kufa of Yidus Adin that Hashem has set up around the world, and He's giving us all opportunity to convert it to chesed v'rachman. That tefillah is with the chassodim, the kiyah for those around us. Hashem, we should be zecha to live up to Hashem's expectations and know that we can do it. No reason to give up. And that will give us, Mir Hashem, tremendous simcha. Personally, you should have a glad you saw the pay of the men.